Brown Connect. I am your host, First District Alderman Don Paul Brown. But you can call me Don. And really grateful for the opportunity to fill in for Matt this week, and grateful that Matt has an opportunity to get some R&R on the southern beaches, warm temperatures. But we've been pretty lucky with the weather we've had here lately, huh, Sam?
Yeah, warmer, I can't believe spring's actually here. It's not a tease this time, Don. Knock on wood.
Yeah, my jury's still out on that, but, you know, it's Wisconsin. You get four seasons in a week here, but just very grateful for the nice, the warmer temperatures we've been seeing and the sunshine. So, but welcome. And this week's edition is also focused on all things Waukesha. So for those Matt Flynn listeners, I know it's a different twist, but we do still invite your calls here at 844-967-2789. And for those of you listening outside of Waukesha, great opportunity to learn about all the wonderful things going on in our wonderful, eclectic, diverse university city and historic university city. So yesterday, in honor of Women's History Month, we gave a shout out to the life and legacy of Theodora Humans, whose memorial park in her name is just right around the corner here, across from the rotunda. I stopped by there on the way in this morning, and the little glass house had some really pretty colors, and the lighting was a little different. So, you're great. And for those of you who don't know, Theodora Humans was one of Wisconsin's champion suffragettes from Waukesha. She was the leader of the Wisconsin Women's Suffrage Association, I believe was the title, and obviously played a very big part in the ratification of our 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote. And Wisconsin, in fact, was the first state to ratify that amendment. So a lot of that has to do with Theodora Humans. So an honor to recognize her this March for Women's History Month. And I mentioned yesterday, too, my daughter turned 18 last week, and a couple nights before, we got her all registered to vote. And my wife looks forward to taking her, on election day to cast her first vote ever. And I'm encouraging them after the vote. We vote in City Hall as per the new aldermanic district that we're in. After they cast their vote, they should stop by the beautiful park there and maybe have a minute of silence or a nice little ode to Ms. Humans. So Sam's giving me the thumbs up there. She likes that idea. And then just right around the corner here from Theodora Humans Park is our studio, 217 Wisconsin Avenue, Walk Radio, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. That's right. Because of redistricting, I will have to vacate my seat because I now live in what's called District 2, which is being represented by longtime incumbent and good friend Eric Payne, who I saw last night at last night's city council meeting. And didn't have a chance to talk to Eric, but I did talk to Corey Payne, who's in a pretty interesting race in District 15 facing Jennifer Wallner. And that's one you should pay close attention to. Jennifer's got a nice resume, if you will. And, of course, Corey's had a lot of experience in the council. I believe he's been in there for about 5 or 6 terms and a lot of history and born and bred here in Waukesha. So that should be an interesting race coming up. But as for me, yes, here in the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, I'm coming to you from the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And Sam will attest that these surroundings are much more luxurious than Mar-a-Lago could ever be. I stand by that. So I was under the impression that last night was my last city council meeting as alderman, but it turns out my last meeting will actually be April 7th. Now, the council meets normally the first and third Tuesdays of every month, but when a spring election or any election falls on a Tuesday, then the council meeting gets moved to that next Thursday. So Thursday, April 7th will be my last city council meeting. And they honor outgoing aldermen with the street sign. So it'll be, I'll be walking out of there with a street sign that says Brown Street on it. And the mayor assured me last night that they did spell it correctly, that they remember to put the E on, which is how my last name is spelled, which, believe it or not, is Irish, even though it sounds very English. And I may very well be the only dual citizen in the history of the Waukesha Common Council. I am a dual citizen with the Republic of Ireland through my grandfather. My grandparents came over here during what they call the Troubles in the 1920s. Actually, 1922 was the year that my grandfather came to America, and actually to escape a very bloody civil war that followed the Anglo-Irish Revolution that led to the liberation of most of the island, the old sod. So, but coming back here to Waukesha, and one thing I forgot to mention too with the Theodora Humans legacy, I had a great idea that as a way to honor Ms. Humans, that I think it'd be a great nickname for my daughter's softball team or any other women's athletic team or any team for that matter. But the Humans, that's got a nice ring to it, don't you think, Sam? It has a, you know, real close tie to Waukesha. And
yeah, I like that a lot, especially as a former softball player. I think that's a very good idea.
There you go. What position did you play, Sam?
I played third.
Third, the hot corner. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's what, my son was a third baseman for many years and could still play that. But he's tall, so he's also a great first baseman. He loves playing outfield now. And so, and one of his good friends fills that position nicely and is also a neighbor of ours, our buddy Brandon out there in the Singing Hills neighborhood. So it's, yeah, you know, I was thinking about baseball. I'll come to that in a second. But so my daughter was with the Blazers softball program for many years. And then last year it was decided one of the coaches departed with his daughter to another program that he thought was better suited for his daughter. And a couple of the girls on the team went with him. The rest of us went over to a new club called Ethic, which is out of the OAW facility in New Berlin. And Ethic, and I think, you know, that's actually a national club and or a regional one, something like that. But one of the nicknames they have for the team is the Futures. And, you know, I think of that movie with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. I think it was Trading Places. Yeah. Margin Call, gentlemen. So, I don't, you know, not a great name for a softball team or any team. But I thought, what about the Humans? Like, that's a great and that tie to Waukesha. And most of the girls are on the team are from Waukesha, and we're part of the Great Blazers tradition. So, I thought that would be a better nickname, the Humans. So, try that on for a little while. So, but yeah, and going back to other baseball and rounders, I heard some more real heartwarming news. First off, that I learned recently that $6.2 million that was raised by the Waukesha County Community Fund has been distributed to 560 applicants, you know, victims of the parade attacks, the holiday parade attacks last November. And, you know, very, you know, obviously great, you know, just really grateful for the support that these families, these victims and their families have received. And, you know, going back to baseball, I also learned, too, that they're starting a Jackson Sparks Foundation in honor of Jackson Sparks, who was the youngest victim killed in the attacks. And Jackson was also part of the Waukesha Blazers baseball program. And so on April 2nd, they're calling it opening day, and that'll be the launch of the Jackson Sparks Foundation website. And if you go on the, right now, if you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/JacksonSparksFoundation, you can see some screenshots of like what the website will look like. And the website's not up yet, but April 2nd is the big launch. And, you know, just really excited to see that and what can be done to promote youth baseball through that foundation. In Jackson's honor. And I also learned, too, that the Waukesha Firebirds Baseball Club is selling their Spirit Wear Russell Brand Essential Hoodie. And the fundraiser is to benefit the Waukesha Blazers specifically, again, in honor of Jackson Sparks and of course, the Blazers that were there at the parade. And, you know, that tugs at, that's really, you know, I get really emotional because those are clubs that are, they're roaring clubs. And I'm speaking figuratively, of course, but, you know, great rivals. And maybe not so much, I don't know if we play each other all the time, but it's more that we're recruiting the same kids from the same neighborhoods. And so, but, you know, we have friends in the Firebirds. And, of course, they're, you know, they're friends with us. And, you know, just really moved by that because it's, you know, the Blazers and the Firebirds are clubs that they still try to make it affordable for kids to play. Where some of these that call themselves select elite clubs, they'll charge like college tuition prices for, you know, just to be in the club, you know, before you're even paying for uniforms and whatnot. And so just, you know, just thought that was a really great gesture to hear about. So, you know, I was thinking about in our own neighborhood where there's kids were divided between the Blazers and the Firebirds and some other club. And, you know, back in the day when kids used to form neighborhood teams, like Sandlot teams that just play other kids from other neighborhoods, I was thinking about what a great lineup the kids from my neighborhood would have had. So we're about to go to a break here, but stick around. We're going to talk more about youth baseball and St. Patrick's Day week coming up too. You are talking to, listening to Waukesha's favorite Irishman. So stick around for more. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn. Direct. Working stay in the tuned. Dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.